Coach, with the players that weren't on the ice today, is there any concern about any of them for tomorrow's game?
None of them, with the exception of Brian Little. He's been going through a battery of tests. We got some results last night. There's a bit of a red flag in one of them, so he's not going to travel today in order for him to test here either later today or tomorrow, and then we'll proceed based on those results. Everyone else that didn't skate, we expect to be able to play tomorrow.
So Brian might join you for Pittsburgh, or just kind of wait
and
see?
Yeah, correct.
Close in four games against Dallas, but you haven't been able to get over the hump. Just kind of what's that mindset today as you get ready for them for the finale tomorrow?
Similar games. I think game three was our best performance against that team. You're just not going to – if they got five chances in a game, they could score five goals. The opportunities that we get offensively shouldn't be related to the defensive part of the game. They're just an exceptionally dangerous team with the back end, the style of game that they play, and the shooters that they have.
How hard is it as the playoff carrot? First of all, I imagine you don't dangle that playoff carrot, do you? I mean, that's all unsaid, right? You don't talk about how many points out you are and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Did you need a verbal no on that one, or can we go with a nod?
Head shake's fine. How hard is it, through your experience, to keep players at the interest level and motivation level you need as that line slips away?
So the challenge is you'll always say that the challenge is in your room to get yourself to that level. You're going to face three kinds of teams. There's a group of teams that are at the top end of the league, and while their desperation level isn't at playoff intensity, there's a reason that they're in the top end of the league and they can beat you on talent alone. Then you're going to have a big chunk of teams in the middle either fighting for their lives to get in or fighting for their lives to hang up, matching that intensity level. When you don't have that in your room going into the games is a challenge.
Does that always slip away in your experience?
It changes. Sometimes the analogy that pops into my head is just not appropriate. I got a really good one, but I don't think I can use it. You have to. So regardless of what is, what your response to it, then you have to find something else. So if you can't manufacture that buzz because the win keeps you 2 points in or puts you 2 points out, then you've got to find a different way to generate it. It is a challenge, but we have to find that.
What places do you look for?
Individual professionalism. For us, with the group, we've got six pretty darn young forwards in that group, development. And then really focusing on the shift-by-shift mentality of doing the game right, playing the game right, not getting caught up into the bigger picture of the standings, but being in that game. You always have adversity. You always have distractions. You need to handle them as a blanket and assume that they're just distractions and it's just adversity. So regardless of what that is, whether your back end gets hurt, your number one goalie goes down for 3 months, whatever it is, you're gonna face it. And you'll face it in the playoffs. You'll face it in all parts of this game.